Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
Talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Such an awkward song. I was listening to the 90s radio station today at work, and that song was playing. And like my coworker came in to like talk to me about something kind of serious. And I was like she's like the same age as us. And I just like quietly like turned it down. I was like, sorry.
Just jam into my favorite sex song. Or what about, I wanna sex you up?
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't understand any of that when I was...
No. Well, I was singing it.
10.
Yeah, I didn't.
Now I know.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night.
We could be Boys to Men. Was that Boys to Men or All for One? That was Boys to Men.
Wasn't there a Color Me Bad, too? That was...
They were like... That's I Think I Want to Sex You Up.
I Want to Sex You Up.
I think we just sing Boys to Men. But I don't know.
But not today. In today's world, it's like, put your balls on my face, got my face in your pussy.
Like, have you heard the WAP song?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's very different.
Very different.
Oh, boy. Okay, so...
We're almost done this season.
I know. It's wild. We have two more episodes after this, but we're going to watch them together and
I think record them together. Do you think?
I can't. What did we do for season one? I can't even remember.
Season one, we did them separately because we didn't know. And then we were kind of like, oh, if we had known that it was, because it was Dangerous Liaisons part one and two. I got check marks next to them.
Yeah, because we've seen them.
Check. And so this is another part one, part two.
Yeah.
It's called Boyfriends and Girlfriends.
Ooh.
So yeah, I think we just do them together because they're gonna like
because
remember Mary got hit by the car and then we like had to watch it and then record.
Yeah,
it's not funny when people get hit by cars, sorry,
for legal reasons. Please don't get hit by a car or hit anyone with your car.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is okay. Before we start, immediately after recording this episode, we're going to be recording for the Patreon.
Yeah, for David Gallagher.
And special guest.
Special guest and happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The special guest was happy.
Oh, yeah, because I was tasked with researching David Gallagher, and he is a boring. David, get into a scandal. I'm going to tell you the most scandalous thing he did. Not right now.
No, save it for the page.
I'm going to. I'm just saying. It's one sentence and you're going to be like, cool.
Oh.
Well, we're also, so we've been binge watching Call the Midwife.
Oh, God.
It's we just so like good. Got into it. And now we're in season 7.
We can't stop.
We can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. But somebody on TikTok mentioned that we should cover the season where they had lesbians.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do a Patreon episode probably after this one about
the lesbians.
The lesbians of Poplar in 1962.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay. Today's episode is episode 20, Like a Harlot.
Yeah, it came out April 20th, 1998. No, April 27th, 1998.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay. This is another one of those, like, it gives us the blurb and so much more happened.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary and Lucy set themselves up for disastrous dates, and Eric unwittingly fixes his son up with the senior slut. Which they don't actually say the word slut in the whole episode. So
no.
They do call her a harlot, though.
Yeah.
Which I guess.
Because that's okay. A biblical reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. So much more does happen. And I wonder what the TV guide would have said. Because they were always just like little blurbs.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if we could find those.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Because like, how do you capture everything that just happened?
Yeah. How do we want to do this? We didn't even talk about it.
No, I know. I kind of broke it into themes and then talked about how each character played into it. So, like, I put Simon - health class.
Yeah. I talked about Simon and his health class and his friends, which then rolls into Lucy and Mary.
Yeah. So why don't we cover those two?
Sure. I like that.
So my first note said, weird friend Kyle.
Yeah.
So in the very first scene, Simon comes home with a friend and they go to the fridge to like get some snacks. And Annie's just like, oh, hey, guys, what's up? And weird friend Kyle's like, is it OK that I came over without you didn't know I was coming? Like, and she's like, yeah, that's fine. And then Simon's like, OK, yeah, it's just we have some things we want to talk about, like not with you, but just in general. So Kyle's here now. And then they go and take all the food out of the fridge and go upstairs.
They're like talking about how they had such a rough day at school.
Rough day.
And so eventually it comes out that they had health class. And I guess, did they say grade 7 or grade 6?
I think he's
11.
So grade 6, I would bet. Yeah.
So they're saying he watched the movie.
The movie with the monkeys.
So... like, it's a video. It's a so there. It's like I guess it's how to show you how like
how birds animals and the bees procreate, mating,
and it's monkeys doing it.
Like I'm not a sex health educator.
Oh,
yeah, shocking. I just wonder. Like I get that they were just talking about it, but I bet in the 90s, this is how they did it, where they'll show animals fornicating. But like,
do you remember?
No, I don't actually. I'm just saying, like, if I was relying on videos of how animals in the wild mate, that's really going to skew how I approach my own sexual life.
You just assume everybody does it from behind.
No, not monkeys. They'll do it face to face.
Maybe that's why they use
monkeys. That's what I think, but it's very, like, devoid of emotion and, like... just get it done because they're just trying to make a baby.
A bit of violence, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And that is the problem.
I don't remember. I remember we got separated, boys and girls.
Oh.
Yeah, for a bit of it.
That's, I actually think in grade 4, maybe they did that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I don't really remember much else, just that it was awkward. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we got it better than what some kids get, but...
yeah, that's fair. And we weren't in Catholic school.
Yeah. Although when I went from a public junior high to a Catholic high school and they taught abstinence-only sex ed, I was like, what the shit is this?
Okay, so did you have to take COM, like career and life management?
Probably.
In grade 11?
Yeah.
It's like a mandatory to graduate, but... in the CBE, like the Calgary Board of Education. So yeah. I don't know if that was the same for the Catholic Board.
Probably.
But that was where, like, we had to read The Wealthy Barber, and yeah. we learned on, like, how to put a condom on.
Oh, we no.
And, well, no, that's not abstinence.
No, I feel like
we learned, like, about sexual health. And
from The Wealthy Barber?
No, that was just, it was included. It was career and life management. So that was the career part, and the life management
is putting condoms on. You're not wrong.
No.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we would have a, I'm forgetting what they're, a deacon? No, that's too high up. Like a religious figure in the Catholic school.
A nun? Sister?
Sister Evangeline. No, it was like, I'm trying to think of what they were called, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mother Teresa would come to your school.
It was probably Mother Teresa, although she was very problematic. Yes. But if you were walking too close to somebody of the opposite sex, jokes on them, I'm a lesbian, she would say, leave room for Jesus, and she would physically walk between you.
What?
Yeah, to make her, she's the
Did side. She just roam the hall yes. separating
yes,
students?
Yes, she is the same size as Jesus, and that's how she got the job. They had certain measurements, like when you became a flight attendant in the 50s, yeah. but this one you had to be the same... The same yeah. measurements as...
She have long hair and a beard?
She wore a costume.
Safe room for Jesus. And she'd pop in between you. And she yeah. just roamed. Are you serious?
Like, I don't think her in her job position, it was roam hallways. But I think when she was in the hallways, if she happened upon two students of the opposite sex... She would use her body to physically split.
Well, the joke is on them because you weren't getting separated from any other ladies.
No. And I had a huge crush on this girl named Gemma that I went to school with. And we would hide out in the, like, in the chapel and just talk. Like, I didn't know I was a lesbian yet, but I sure liked hanging out with her in the chapel. So
it's funny. They didn't do that in public school.
No.
No. There was a makeout hallway. Oh. There was like a makeout table. I didn't sit at any of those.
Oh.
There was like the table where everyone always had hickeys all over their neck. Ew. And they were like making out and skipping class. And
it is not easy to give a hickey. Like, it's an intentional act, I think.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Or
I'll break up with you.
Okay. Well, there go. Our wild plans for the night. Oh, back to business. So, yeah, Simon and Kyle are distraught.
I was like, what are we talking? Which podcast is this?
Where am I? What's going on? And
Monkey's doing it.
Yeah, everyone through the episode's kind of like, oh, he's in grade 7. He watched the video.
But they were implying through the whole video, especially because Kyle was a fucking horn dog.
Yeah.
That watching this video, now you're a horny teenager. Like, that was the implication that I got from all of this. And then Kyle, in that same scene where they're like loading up on food, Lucy and Mary come in and he's like, oh, your sisters are foxes.
Yeah. Like, also, don't call girls fox. Don't call people foxes.
So everyone wants to talk to Simon about this. Like, Matt's trying to have like a deep and meaningful about it. And yeah. Eric is trying to have a deep and meaningful about it. And Simon's just like, no, I saw it. Gross.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
And he's just like avoiding everybody.
Yeah.
And then that kind of rolls a little bit into Mary and Lucy are in their bedrooms throwing popcorn at each other. So obviously they've gotten over their quarrel from last week yeah. where they didn't want to share a room anymore. And the phone rings and Mary answers it and it's a boy. And she does that thing where she's holding the phone and she's like, oh, hi. And then she moves the phone away and whispers what's happening.
Yeah. Because and that the person on the other end of the line doesn't hear. Yes, yeah. They do.
She was like, oh, my God, it's Matt's friend. And then she's like, oh, yeah, like we are free. Oh, my God. They want to go on a date with us. He has a younger brother. And so she's like, well, we're going to have to ask our parents, but yes, we'll go out with you.
So all they want to do is go to prom.
And, oh, yes.
And so initially they know that Matt doesn't have a date yet to the prom. And so they're hoping that Matt's going to pick one of them to be his date to the prom.
Which, like, he's literally the most eligible bachelor. Every episode is about how much everybody wants to be with him.
He's not the guy that has to take his sister to prom.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't do prom.
Yeah, it's for couples.
It's for couples. I'm single. So he's not, he says he's not even going to prom. So Lucy and Mary are like, dang, now I guess we're not going to prom. Yeah. Is prom only for seniors? This is an American thing. Like, is that like graduation?
Prom is American. I think it's like our grad. Like in grade 12, we had grad and it was for the graduating class. Uh-huh. Ba-dum-bum. But I went in grade 11 and 12 because I was somebody's date in grade 11.
Oh, you were like Lucy and Mary.
I was basically Lucy and Mary, but not with a brother. And and then I went in grade 12.
I just went in grade 12.
Who was your date?
Ugh. This boyfriend I had named Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
He was the worst.
What a douche knuckle.
He was.
So, yeah, I went with Dale, who I was obsessed with. I thought we were going to get married, but we have since both come out of the closet.
Do you think you were just, like, connected to him?
Maybe. Maybe I felt like he was gay safe. Agenda? Like, it was like, oh, this won't go anywhere.
So that's who we have
to
marry.
So that's who I have to be with.
Because we're at Catholic school and we have to get married to
somebody
of
the opposite sex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was so fun. We got a limo. We went to aftergrad. Like,
I didn't do any of that. My mom drove me in her car. I guess we went to a party afterwards. There was only like six of us. It was like my six friends that I hung around with and some of their boyfriends.
They had a party?
Yeah, somebody had a house party.
Oh. Yeah, we had like what we called safe grad, which was like an establishment with no alcohol.
So did we.
Oh, but I just didn't go.
No, I wasn't popular enough. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't care.
I'd invite you. I'd want you to be my grad date.
We'd be in the chapel together.
We'd be so cute. As like a little lesbian grade 12 couple.
We would be.
Anywho. So yeah, I think prom is just for like seniors.
Okay.
The graduating.
Let us know if we're wrong.
Yeah. And yeah, it's like,
so that's why Lucy and Mary can't go because they're in grade 9.
It's also a much 11. Bigger deal in America.
Yeah. Like the dresses and the.
Yeah. It's not that big. Like
I see TV.
Yeah.
I see TV shows that have this. Okay. So yeah. Lucy and Mary are going to now just have a date with these two mystery boys. At the house.
Yeah, they didn't know who they were, but they weren't going to tell Max. He'd be pissed. And so they go and tell Annie and Eric, and they're like, you know, we just thought it'd be safer. We're just looking out for ourselves. If they come here, we're just going to, like, watch some movies.
Yeah. And then maybe go for burgers after.
Oh, yeah.
They did want some alone time.
Okay, but also, whenever they say movies, like, I'd be asleep after one. It's a miracle if I can stay awake for an entire feature-length film.
I know. There's so many films you haven't seen from the 90s that I'm discovering. I'm reconsidering our entire relationship.
Well, I know. I haven't seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah. There was a couple others, too.
Yeah.
There was some ones that I haven't seen, though, that we've talked about.
Yeah. So.
Like League of Their Own. I've now seen it, though.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah. You've never seen Pretty Woman?
Yeah. We watched it, though, I thought. Didn't we? We talked about it.
I think we talked about it.
We're going to have a Pretty Woman Jurassic Park double feature.
I can't stay up. Maybe a Friday night and a Saturday night with enough caffeine and snacks.
That's fair. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like how many movies they're watching. Like,
right. But yeah. So they decide that's fine. So then the doorbell rings and they open the door. And it is Kyle and his twin brother,
Casey.
And
they're both 11.
Oh, my God. And so Annie's like, no, you got to tend to your dates. Like, you entertain them and I'll go get ice cream.
And Simon is now like buddying up on their date because it's his BFF.
Yeah. And he's like laughing about it.
And so, like, Lucy says to Mary, like, you said they were Matt's friends. And then it comes out that, like, to be fair, they just said, I'm your brother's friend. They didn't indicate which brother.
Yeah. Kyle was like, I never said Matt's friend. I said, I'm your brother's friend.
Yeah.
So that was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Also, nobody's ever picked me up for a date or come to my house for a date and brought me flowers and a gift and wore a suit.
Okay, noted.
Yeah, I did bring you flowers that time and I was so embarrassed. Uh-huh. But you had a job interview that you were really excited about. And yeah. I was like, I'm not really the type to like buy flowers, but
I like, our third date.
This chick. So here's your flowers. Uh-huh.
I really liked it.
Okay. It was the only time I've ever got you flowers.
Sorry. I'm not like a flower person though.
No, I did get you cookies today.
Oh gosh, that was way better.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay,
so
do we want to talk about
Snappy? Like, what in the twisted? There was a lot to unpack there.
Yeah, what was that movie? You probably don't know because you didn't see it. I'm sorry. What was that movie that came out that was like making fun of Barney? Do you know what I'm talking about? And the Barney character was like a drug addict.
Oh, that does seem familiar. The first thing that came to mind was Batteries Not Included. Did you see that movie?
I don't think so. What's that about?
Okay, I'm going to have to put like a poll on Instagram. Have you seen Batteries Not Included?
Everyone's seen Jurassic Park. You're the only
one. Well.
Oh, I'm trying to Google it, but what do you call that? A Barney?
Mockumentary? Like,
mock you. Men
sounded out
Ari.
I think it's airy, but
well, no, I got Barney documentary. Oh, it was like I don't know.
Okay, well, anyways. If this sounds familiar, please let us know because
no, it was like snarfily or snuffily,
Sniffy the cocaine sniffing yes. Dino. So okay, Snappy the Dino. Is out of the blue suddenly Ruthie's favorite character. And yeah. It's like a little plushy dinosaur. Looks a little janky if I'm being honest.
It's a stegosaurus. A Snappy the Stegosaurus.
Oh.
Like she said that. I'm not right. Just making it
You're just very good at dinosaurs because you've seen Jurassic Park.
Yes.
But she's like obsessed and she hears a commercial or something that says Snappy's coming to town. And
doing a live show.
And Ruthie tells Annie, like, Mom, you have to phone and get tickets. This is it. And so she phones the number and she's on hold for enough time to clean the kitchen and make dinner. Cause they do sort of like a what do you call that? A
montage?
Time lapse. Mm. Yeah.
It wasn't even that long though. I thought she's like, I've been on hold all day. And I was like, it's been a minute and a half.
I mean, back then.
Yeah.
It was like right now I would have just put it on speaker and carried on. But
that's a good point.
I she also had to like hold the phone.
Bought the tickets online.
Yes.
Just like I bought, you know, PJ Mask tickets and Tubi and Binu tickets and the Wiggles tickets and Paw Patrol tickets. I'm so glad I don't have to buy that shit anymore. Although now she wants Taylor Swift and that's impossible.
Yeah. Like not
I'd rather be buying Wiggles tickets.
Yeah. So So Annie's on hold for seemingly ever and finally gets through and says, hello, I need two tickets to the Snappy show. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. We're all sold out.
In her operator voice.
Yeah. And then she's like, have a snappy day. And so Annie's pissed. And she then in another scene is on the phone, auto redialing and getting a busy signal. And Eric's like, what are you doing? And she said the radio station is having a draw for Snappy tickets and she doesn't want to disappoint Ruthie. So she's trying her best to get the tickets.
This is also how I tried to win Taylor Swift tickets. Didn't pan out for me though.
Like we have literally tried everything. Like if you're a fan of this show and have access to Taylor Swift tickets. And then Eric's like, oh, Snappy, I dated her in high school or in college.
Yeah, so she's holding the newspaper or like a newspaper article, and it's got the picture of the woman, Debbie Miller,
who created Snappy. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Snappy's not real.
Not real. Somebody in a costume.
Yeah. And Eric's like, oh, I know her. And Annie's like, oh, well, do you know her phone number? And he's like, no. And he's like, she was like, do you know her parents? Maybe you can call.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Her parents didn't get her number.
Because they went out. Did you say that already?
Yeah, they dated in college, I think.
High school.
Oh, that long ago. High school.
That long ago.
So
she tells Eric to reach out to Debbie, but is also immediately jealous. Like, in a weird, like, you are married with 5 children. Yeah. Calm down.
We had both our exes here for Christmas Day.
Yeah, we did.
We had a great time. We had mimosas. We had brunch.
Yeah.
Played games.
Not enough mimosas. No, everybody in our world gets along for the sake of the children.
Yeah.
So Eric reaches out to Debbie. He ends up getting the tickets.
Yeah.
And then he just says, yeah, for me and Ruthie. Like, he doesn't even suggest that Annie would go with him.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you just got 2 tickets. And he's like, yeah, for me and Ruthie. And she's disappointed.
Yeah. Because that's like something she wanted to do with her kid. And she's been trying to get tickets.
Yes. And so now she's jealous. And I got that bit of jealousy. Not about seeing the ex-girlfriend, but like
if I showed up with 2 Taylor Swift tickets and I was like, I'm taking Olivia to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'd be jealous. But also it'd be fun for you, I guess.
Absolutely not. I have no interest in going to a stadium full of Swifties. I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But that I'm not about that vibe.
Okay.
I'd just send you. Okay. I'd maybe come for the hotel and I'd go
do some stuff.
Do something.
Whether we were in Toronto or Vancouver or wherever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So part of this perk, because Eric knows Debbie and Snappy in real life, they get to do a behind the scenes.
A backstage pass.
Backstage behind the scenes situation.
And Annie's like, is that such a good idea? And Eric, who is daft, was like, of course. Yeah. It's the best idea. It's going to be great. And so off they go. Ruthie's so excited. And she comes back later that night.
Pissed.
Devastated. Snappy is dead to her. She didn't realize that Snappy wasn't real. And now she's like, what else have you lied to me about? Santa? The Easter Bunny? I don't even believe in God anymore.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly. But I have heard some parents say, they don't want to lie to their kids about Santa, Easter Bunny.
Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. Because you're lying to them.
Yeah. I lie to my kids all the time about those things. Although, my daughter's 13. She knows. And I was at the grocery store, pre-Easter, so a few weeks ago, and I texted her, and I was like, do you like Ferrero Rocher? She was like, I love Ferrero Rocher. And I was like, oh, great. And she was like, why are you asking? And I was like, the Easter Bunny wants to know. And she's like, well, tell the Easter Bunny that I'd also like these bracelets. And I was like, okay, calm down there. Slow your roll. You still got to act surprised.
Yeah.
But Wyatt doesn't seem to, I don't know. I just had this moment of oh my God, they're in the house. He can hear me.
He listens to this podcast.
He doesn't, and he's not in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. So she no longer believes in God. She's pissed. And so Eric thinks, you know what's going to solve this is Snappy coming for dinner. And Annie's like, tonight? And he's like, yeah, what's one more? So now this ex-girlfriend.
You're a jerk, Eric.
Yeah. So Snappy comes for dinner and is somehow eating in her costume. She has the head off, but she's eating in this giant
mascot costume.
How does she sit on a chair?
Her hands aren't even. Yeah, she would have had a huge tail.
Yeah, she's got mitten hands. Oversized mittens. Yeah, mittens playing the keyboard. But she's going on and on about all this stuff, and Ruthie's just not having any of it. And then what?
I was going to say, so at the same time that Ruthie and Snappy are up in the bedroom, Eric and Annie are downstairs, and Eric is Annie's kind of saying I was a bit jealous, and Eric is saying, don't worry, I forgot what an annoying voice Debbie has. She only talks in a baby voice.
And calls him Eric.
So this woman seemingly has a speech impediment, and that is what is that's
translated.
I almost called him Steggy. That's Snappy's voice. That
makes more Steggy, sense. The Stegosaurus.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But saying have a Steggy day doesn't really.
No, that's true. So they talk like this the entire time. That's very weird.
Oh, Ewick, it was so nice Ewick. To see you.
But it's like high pitched. I can't do it high pitched.
Yeah.
And so Eric is explaining to Annie that don't worry, she's got an annoying voice. That's the only reason that she's not in my life anymore. And at the same time, Snappy and Ruthie are upstairs and Ruthie is very annoyed.
Yeah, Ruthie's like, okay, thank you so much. I better get ready for bed. And she was like, oh, do you forgive me? Like, do you still believe in magic? And she's like, yeah, I do. Thanks. Bye.
She's like lying to get her out of the room.
Ruthie's trying so hard to like set some boundaries and be polite or while still being polite. And then Ruthie's like, well, I better go brush my teeth. And she's like, do you know the teeth brushing song? And she's like, I'm going to stop you right there. You need to go. And so off she goes. And then the funniest part.
Oh, yeah. Bunny.
She like business card. She like comes downstairs and
still in the costume.
Still in the costume. No head, but the body, which is arguably more terrifying than just like being in plain clothes.
Yeah.
Saying that I wear a costume. So then she hands her business card to Annie, but it's like wedged between the thumb and the palm of the hand because she doesn't have fingers.
Her like, yeah, like she's got like dinosaur feet. Like they're like elephant feet.
Yeah. And so like, where did the card come from? Have you been holding it all night?
Like and they just pinned it to the hand.
Yeah. And Annie had to like tug it off. And so.
Like they could have left that part out.
Yeah. It was very weird. She's like, call me if you ever need anything.
And then I just wrote Debbie hugs Eric. And I think, oh, yeah. And Eric doesn't hug her back. He's like, he's just straight armed.
And he's like looking at Annie for help. And Annie's like, oh, no, sir, you got yourself into this.
So then Eric goes up to have like a deep and meaningful with Ruthie about believing in God or not. And Ruthie basically says that she's only going to believe in God if something good happens to her.
Right.
And if something bad happens to her, well, then she doesn't believe in. If not believing in God means that something bad will happen to her, then she will believe in God. Like
solid logic for a 6 or 7 year old.
Yeah.
So that's the end of that.
Snappy.
Oh, Snappy. Now, so we have to go back to prom fever.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is one of the main themes is that it's prom and Matt doesn't have a date because he's not seeing anyone. And
prom is for not single people.
Yeah. And who's the guy that goes to
John?
Right. So John shows up at church, just this guy we've never met before.
Kind of busts in on Eric, like in his chambers.
Yeah. Don't ever bust in on me in my chambers. And he's like, hey, Eric, I have a huge favor to ask of you. My daughter, Connie, you know, doesn't have a date to the prom. And I know Matt doesn't have a date. And I wonder if Matt might ask her to prom. And he said, you know, ever since her mom died, I haven't been really good at the girly stuff. Like she doesn't really.
But he does say she's got a lot of friends that are boys, but they're not her boyfriend.
Yes.
I was like,
Yeah. So, because Eric's like, well, she knows a lot of people. And he's like, well, she has a lot of friends that are boys, but not boyfriends. And so Eric goes to Matt and is like, hey, like, what would you think about asking Connie?
Annie wants none of it.
Yeah.
Annie's like, you can't force our son to date someone.
Yeah, like this is...
Because it's an arranged marriage, Eric.
Yeah.
So she's like staying out of it. And Eric is like, how would you feel about taking Connie? And Matt initially says no. He's like, no. And he doesn't really give a reason.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, come on. And Matt kind of is like, fine, I'll take her. But when you find out the reason why I initially said no, like, watch out.
Yeah. And he's like, why? And he's like, you'll find out. So then that's fine. So he goes and asks Connie, and it's very much like all the movies in the early 2000s. Like, what are the names of some of them? Like,
Can't Hardly Wait.
Mm. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All of
like,
them.
Like, yeah. All the ones where the girl takes the glasses off and undoes her hair, and suddenly she's dropped
dead gorgeous.
Oh, what's
that one? All About... With the paint... She's All That.
She's All That.
Yeah, she's a painter.
With Rachel...
Lee Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Oh, I had such a crush on her.
Yeah. I wrote Matt Asks Her Nipples to the Prom.
When I tell you, Connie was not only not wearing a bra, but seemingly her nipples were on top of her breasts. I don't know how they did that.
No, like either, like, I don't know if she had fake boobs or like, I just forget what my boobs looked like when I was
I don't think they stared 19. At the ceiling.
No, I don't think so either.
They're more like headlights.
Yeah.
Anyway, now so he asked her nipples to the prom.
So she says fine, but she doesn't have anything to wear. But here's the thing. Like, if, like, she didn't give me harlot vibes. It was weird. Like, I just expected the show to have, like, slut-shamed this girl so badly that she was wearing, like, a tube top.
And a mini skirt.
And a mini skirt. Yeah. And, because even Matt was like, wait till you see her. Like, she just looked like...
A student
from 1998.
Yeah.
Like, she had one of those, what's that shirt called? Where it's, like, ribbed?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, no. Rib for her pleasure, maybe?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. It was, like, a rib-knitted shirt or something. Yeah.
And it was, but it wasn't even a belly shirt. Plus, she was wearing high-waisted pants that were all the rage back then.
Yeah, it's all the rage now.
Yeah.
So, she's like, I don't have anything to wear. And he's like, don't even worry about it. My mom and sister are great at this stuff. Come over tonight. Because prom is tonight.
They're like, we're going to find you
and
something.
They're going to get you ready. So without even asking these people, he just voluntold them to make a miracle happen.
So she arrives at the Camden home.
Yeah.
And Annie makes her a dress out of curtains, Julie Andrews style in The Sound of Music, to a music montage.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, it's so good to meet you. Well, let's head upstairs and... what are their names? Mary and Lucy mm-hmm. are sort of like, oh, hey, like when they find out who it is. And she's like, well, let's get upstairs and get started. And as Annie goes to leave the living room, she sort of like looks off to the side, sees the curtains and rips them down. Like not even, I guess I've never hung curtains in the 90s. But I didn't realize they were just like barely
just
hanging
off,
on.
Like Velcro?
Yeah. She literally just rips them down and that starts a montage of cutting fabric, sewing things, laughing at something, looking at shoes.
It was like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. She makes all those Von Trapp kids outfits out of curtains.
Yeah.
And then the woman that Mr. Von Trapp's going to marry is all like, oh my God, it's the curtains.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song was by the band Save Ferris. Do you remember them?
Mm.
You do. They sing, come on, Eileen. Oh, something.
Yeah.
So they sing the song, come on, Eileen. That was like their only, that was like their one hit wonder. But this song was called The World Is New One. Maybe it's called The World Is On The Record New One by the band Save Ferris. Is probably how that's written.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So I recognized, like, I could hear it. I could hear.
Okay.
I recognized mm-hmm. the tune.
Yeah. So she ends up with this tight-fitted black dress with, like, fur trim.
And a one-strap spaghetti strap.
A spaghetti strap. And
elbow-length gloves.
Elbow-length. And, like, where did those come from? Because you did not sew those.
Do you remember in, was it, like, Titanic or something? Like, if you... I remember watching a show or a movie.
Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know. If you're wearing the gloves. Oh, no. It was Downton Abbey.
Okay.
The gloves meant something. If you had gloves on, you were single. Or if you had gloves on, you
were
taken.
You're the class slut.
You're the harlot. It meant something.
Well,
I can't remember what.
I don't know. So she's wearing gloves. She's wearing heels. They did her makeup and her hair. She's got like a fancy little neck thing. Not a neck thing. What's that thing called? Like a headband?
Headband. I didn't like the headband. It made her hair puffy at the back.
Yeah, like that. That was the look. Mm-hmm. And so the whole time, Matt goes up to his room in the attic, turns on the light, lays on the bed with a book, has a nap. And then
women,
the women do the work, and then wakes up 5 minutes before he has to go, puts on a suit with a funny looking tie, it was like a KFC tie.
Hey, look, Colonel Saunders. Mm-hmm.
Saunders?
That's what I thought it was. Sanders?
I think it's Sanders because it's American. I feel like that's Saunders. How they'd say it. Saunders.
In Canada.
Yeah. And so they go to prom, and after they leave, Eric's like, I can't figure out why Matt. Oh,
there was that moment on the stairs. Oh, is this what you're about to say?
Yeah. Where everyone sees them off.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, I cannot figure out why Matt is not crazy for this girl. She is stunning. I was like, first of all, gross, Eric. Get your eyes off her. You're a pedophile. But, was it Lucy and Mary?
Lucy and Mary are standing on the staircase. And they don't know that Matt is going to prom with Connie yet until she shows up
in the dress. Stuff. Yeah.
And she's all dressed up. And then Mary says something like, I can't believe you let him go with her. And they're like, what? Why? And then Lucy's like, because she's the school harlot.
Well, she says, let me use biblical terms that you might understand. Oh, she's a harlot. And so now Annie and Eric are up all night, frantic, trying to keep themselves busy, thinking about what their good, precious boy.
Matt keeping it in his pants.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they get to prom. I'm going to put this scene on TikTok and Instagram because they get to prom and she pulls him off to the side and tries to make out with him.
Like in the bushes?
Yeah. And he's like, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I just wanted to show you that I appreciate dinner that you took me to. It was so nice.
The best dinner she's ever had.
Yeah. And he was like, okay, well, you could have just said thank you. And she was like, okay, well, thank you. Anyway, so she basically alludes that she wants to give him sex as a thank you. And he's like,
we could just talk. We don't even know each other.
Yeah. Let's get to know each other. And then he's like, make me work for it or something. Like he kind of alludes that
She says, okay, you can get to know me. My mom died and my dad shelters me.
Yeah.
And I don't even know my dad and I can't talk to my dad and whatever, whatever. And so basically, so she sleeps around. That's like the gist. How she fills the void.
Yeah.
And then Matt, I wrote dot, dot, dot. It's confusing.
It's a weird scene.
He says something along the lines of okay, but at least let me work for it. Like, if you're going to give it away, at least let me work for it.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, what do you want to do? And he was like, I don't know. Like, I don't dance. I'm a bad dancer. Make me dance.
Yeah. the whole thing is very cringy.
So then they stand up to walk away and Matt pulls her and then he kisses her and he basically implies that he might sleep with her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, and he's like, well, we'll see.
I do want to point out, just as a little funny Easter egg for those listening, if you go and watch the clip of this that I'm going to put on TikTok and Instagram, at some point towards the end, you hear the sound of a screenshot being taken or a photo being taken, like the ch-ch. Because as I was filming it, Lindsay was just scrolling the phone and thought, I need to take a screenshot.
I was looking up Save Ferris and I took a screenshot.
And your phone was not on silent.
I took the screenshot I just read.
Oh, that's
funny.
No,
it wasn't on silent. It wasn't on silent just now. You probably just heard it ding.
And I had, and I had 30 seconds left and I was just like, are you kidding me? So listen for that.
Also, I looked it up. The actress that plays Connie, I can't remember her name now off the top of my head. Because I didn't screenshot that. She's in a ton of CSI episodes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of these guest characters have ended up on shows like CSI, Law and Order.
That 70s show.
Yeah. The one. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Well, and Felicity was on too. We don't see her
right again.
Mm-hmm. So then they decide to leave early. The night's still young.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we shouldn't just go home. And then they go into the car and just start making out.
And then Connie says,
okay, that's enough for now.
And Matt says, okay, fine. And she was like, you're not going to argue with me. You're not going to force yourself on me.
And he's like, no, You're allowed to say no.
And she's like, oh, okay. So then they go back to Connie's house.
Yeah.
And find the dad asleep on the couch and they wake him up.
If you took me back to your house and we walked into the living room and one of your parents was sleeping on the couch, I would be mortified.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Also, if one of your kids came home with a friend or date and I'm passed out on the couch, don't be standing over me, waking me up.
Yeah.
Who are you?
They did that thing where that they do. They did a kiss. They kissed close to the parents' face. Yeah. So it was earlier in some episodes, Annie and Eric were like making out and Annie's dad was like right next to them.
They're a mouth kissing show is what this is.
And so then Matt and Connie kiss again and Connie's dad is like inches
from their mouth. Just basically inspecting. A
thruple kiss.
Yeah. So then Eric and Annie fall asleep on the couch and then Matt comes home. And he wakes them up, or they wake up when he gets home, and he's like, don't worry, I didn't have sex. And then he, like, goes upstairs, and they're like, we got to go talk to him. And then they, like, chase him up the stairs.
And that was it.
That was it.
Did he say the episode last week where he says, I wouldn't have sex in your house. And Eric's like, wait.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, is he having sex? Is he not having sex? He's about to go to college, so... I don't know.
I don't know if he's taken his life and comms class. What is it? Life and business?
Career and life management. He's not managing anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So next episode is episode 20 and 21. So episode 21 is called Boyfriends.
So 21 and 22.
So, what did I say?
21 and 20. And I was like, why are you reading 21 first then? So next episode is the season finale.
Yes, and it's broken into two episodes when it was on TV in real life in May of 1998, according to this. So the first one's called Boyfriends. Mom and Dad are concerned about Mary's involvement with her boyfriend, especially when they get some shocking test results back.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then the next episode's called And Girlfriends. And it says, in the second season finale, Matt graduates high school and gets ready to move out. Annie and Eric fear that Mary is pregnant.
She didn't learn her lesson with, what's his name?
Life management. Oh, Keegan.
What's
his name?
Andrew Keegan.
Andrew Keegan.
No, but Wilson. Willis?
Wilson.
Willis!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's hang this up and then let's get on recording. Our Patreon.
I know. How do people find us on Patreon?
Just look us up. We're under, find us yourself. It is under A Lesbian Recap. We're on Supercast and Patreon. And we've got some bonus episodes up there and we're going to do some more. So
it's going to be great.
Get over there and follow us on TikTok and Instagram.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Welcome to 7th Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
So find us anywhere you get your podcasts at 7th Heaven, a Lesbian Recap.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.